With a very brief introduction, and then give the floor to Professor Steinberger. I hope you can see the screen. Can anyone just
Yes, we can see it.
Okay, great. So I will just start with a very brief introduction. So today is the third day of this year's Sustainable High Energy Physics Conference. So we are the organizers. I am Sriyoshi myself, Chandramouli, Jan, Stefania, Vasiliki, Sukanya, and Hannah. We tried to put together this year's conference, and you can get us at this particular email address. And also additional thanks to Bryce, Ellis, and Luca, who have supported this organizational efforts as well. So we'll give a brief introduction for anyone who is joining us today for the first time, a recap of the introduction. So we have over 200 registrants over 37 countries. We try to keep this conference time zone friendlier, so Monday and Tuesdays were more time zone friendly for North and South Americas. Today and tomorrow, it's more catered towards registrants from Asia, Europe, Japan, China, Oceania, Australia. A brief plot we made for fun. So this is an online-only meeting, and Jan put together this slide. So we just tried to show how much of equivalent CO2 we can reduce when we have an online meeting versus if we were to travel, for example, to Geneva to have this meeting. So this is just a fun plot for us. A little bit of the sustainability context. So sustainability by definition means that we proceed in a way that we meet the needs of the present without compromising the ability of the future generations to meet their own needs. It has essentially three pillars: the environmental, social, and economic. And in this particular conference, we have been focusing more on the climate part, although we should not forget that the social and economic parts are a big part of the big sciences. A bit of the context again. So the very reason we have this conference, so from this graph we can see that over the last 1,000 years, more or less, the CO2 parts per million have been below a certain threshold, and ever since the Industrial Revolution there has been a steep increase. And we always hear the 1.5 term of like it's the global average temperature has increased 1.5. So the only To put this to context, we just say that during the ice ages, it was 4 degrees cooler. So, if according to the current predictions, we see that in the next 70 years, the temperature will go up to around 2 or 3 degrees, then what? How do we handle that? So, this is the very big question. And we have had several discussions already in the past 2 days. So we have a very good introduction on the climate emergency, the global targets, the challenges in the mitigations, and the consequences if we fail to mitigate, by Professor Ruth Wood. We also have had a talk on sufficiency towards physics-inspired economics and the current political scenarios by Professor Yamina on Monday. So we have the links of the talks and the videos here, so you can go in the slides and check them. We have also had several talks, more catered towards high energy physics and the sustainability context. So a talk was given by Professor Kenneth Bloom on how to do particle physics in climate emergencies. And a very nice talk by Dr. Caterina Verneri towards sustainable design of future colliders. We have had a great panel discussion from several experts from Triumph, DAISY, STFC yesterday. So all of the links are given in the slides, and you can go check them anytime you want later. So the basic goal of this conference is to increase the awareness of the impact of high energy physics on the environment, discuss the intersections of HEP and climate crisis, highlight the initiatives that are ongoing. So we have several submitted talks today, later in the day and tomorrow. So we will know what people are putting effort into. And at the end, we want to have a takeaway message, which is positive, and try to act forward on it. So with this, I just come to some basic requests. So we encourage everyone to turn on their cameras when they're speaking. We will be strict, we'll try to be strict with the timing. So thankfully we have a wonderfully packed schedule. So we hope that we can keep everyone on time. We would request everyone to please upload their slides before their talks. We also have all of the sessions recorded and will be uploaded as soon as possible. So we would also request everyone to join the Mattermost channel. So we know that every discussion is not possible online and we would like to keep the flow going. So kindly join the Mattermost channel and ask questions and we can all participate in the discussions offline. A brief summary of the code of conduct. So we request everyone to mute their microphones when not speaking and kindly raise their hand button in the Zoom room so we can attract the attention of the chair and we can ask you to unmute and speak. And of course, we request everyone to treat everyone with courtesy, kindness, and professionalism, and of course, be sensitive towards the many, many distressing things that are ongoing in the world. We kindly thank our sponsors, and I will not go into too much of details, just in the interest of time. So finally, we come to today's agenda. It's wonderfully packed, and we welcome you all to today's meeting. And with this, I hand over the session to Professor Julia. So I hand over the session to Stefania, who can give an introduction, and then we can start. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you, Shreya. I will try to be very short just to